Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And this is Sam.
All right, Sam, do you think that you're a person that complains a lot?
Okay, sadly, yes. I think so. Yes, I complain a lot.
Uh-huh. But then I think it's also a way for you to relieve stress, right?
Yeah. Especially I complain, like, my colleagues, my work.
Everything about work.
Yes.
I think that a little bit of complaining is healthy, but if you do it all the time and it becomes something that's like, you know, really negative for you, then that's not healthy.
Yes, so I think
a little bit of complaining is okay. It's healthy.
A little bit is fine, but you remind me of my like old colleague. Mm-hmm. She used to complain a lot about our supervisor mm-hmm. and about her work, like she's doing too much or something.
Uh-huh.
And in the end, like the whole, like, our whole department, like we felt that really negative environment.
Yeah, that negative energy, right?
Yes.
So yeah, I think sometimes complaining is good.
Yes.
You need to let things off of your chest sometimes. You know, you shouldn't hold things in. But if you are constantly complaining and constantly negative,
No. That's
actually really bad because, as you can see, it can affect other
people. Yes, exactly.
So what can we do instead of complaining?
We can make some, I know it's hard, but we can make some like really constructive suggestions.
That's true. We can try to change our mindset a little bit from negative to positive.
Yes.
It's hard, but then we can try. But this is what today's sentences are about. It's about improving our mental and physical health. And we can see some of the ways that we can do that. Okay, so let's take a look at our sentence. We are at part A, single sentences, and what Sam will do is he'll read us the Chinese first, and then we'll take a look at the English together.
好的，马上呢来看一下我们第一句要翻译的句子了。他说呢，培养感恩的态度可能是改善我们心灵及身体健康最简单的方法之一。
It says cultivating an attitude of gratitude may be one of the easiest ways to improve our mental and physical health. Now, when you cultivate something, it means you kind of improve it or you develop it. So developing an attitude of gratitude means giving thanks, can actually probably help us with our mental and physical health. So if we are more thankful, maybe we can be mentally and physically healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we see here our first grammar point. We see cultivating attitude. Now, what we do here is we are using a verb in the ing form to start a sentence. And here it acts as a noun. And you can use it as a subject or object of the sentence. But here, an important thing is this verb as a noun is a singular noun. So here we use is. The verb has to be a singular verb.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, we say practicing every day is a great way to improve your English ability. So practicing here is our noun. And of course, practicing here is a singular noun, so that's why we pair it with the verb is.
Okay, 在这个句子里面呢，我们是使用了这个动名词来当做主词的用法，所以呢，在我们开头就使用了这个动名词来当做主词。那刚刚呢，Tiffany 有特别提到了，我们动名词当做主词呢，注意到我们搭配的呢，是单数动词哦。比方说像我们的例句哦，practicing every dayis a great way. OK, 注意到我们是用 is 用单数的动词。那这个句子里面呢，我们说最简单的方法之一哦。之一呢，我们可以用 one of 后面呢加上复数名词，就表示这个复数名词里面的之一。那前面呢，我们搭配了这个助动词 may， 助动词 may 呢，它有什么样的意思呢？像在我们课文里面这边呢，这边的 may 它是表示了可能性哦，可能性。OK， 所以呢，我们是 may 加上原形动词，表示现在可能的事实或者是未来可能发生的事情。OK， 像我们的句子、哦、may be one of the easiest ways to improve our mental and physical health。OK， may be 就是呢可能是，这边呢是第一种用法。那第二种用法呢 ，may 呢，它也可以呢用来表示许可，或是呢用来请求许可。OK， 我们举个例子了，我们说 ，all hotel guests may use the common areas until 12 a.m. OK， 所有的这个旅馆入住的宾客呢都可以使用公共区域到午夜12点。在这边呢，我们这个 may 呢，它是呢表示这个许可的意思咯。
All right, so let's take a look at the second part of our sentence.
Okay, 我们看一下第二句了。他说呢，感激我们所拥有的东西，而不是抱怨那些我们没有的，是很重要的。
In English, it says, it's important to appreciate the things we have rather than complain about those we don't. Right. So I know it's kind of hard sometimes.
Sometimes, very difficult.
I know things happen and all you want to do is you just want to, and you talk about all these negative things. They say that it's important to appreciate the things we have. Appreciate here means to be thankful for, and it also means to show gratitude. So we see gratitude, appreciate, thankful. These are all kind of the same things. It says that we should appreciate them then to complain, okay? So we could take a look at our grammar point. Instead of saying appreciate, we can also say be thankful for, or be grateful to somebody, or you can be, it could be for something, or you could show gratitude, thanks, or appreciation. All of these words that we can use together. You can also thank somebody for something. However, if we want to use appreciate, then we can just simply say you appreciate something. So appreciate here is a verb, and then you add whichever the noun or whatever it is. So for example, we can say Stan appreciates all the sacrifices his parents have made for him. Or we can also say, I appreciate the time you've spent with me.
OK, 所以呢在这边我们看到感激哦，感激在这边我们课文里面呢是使用的 appreciate 这个动词哦， appreciate 这个动词。那刚刚呢 Tiffany 有补充了，你可以呢使用形容词的方法来讲一样的事情，比方说呢我们可以说 be thankful 或者是呢 be grateful。 OK， 那后面呢我们加上 to 谁，对这个人呢表达感谢，或者是呢 for something， 对什么事情表达感谢。 OK， 那如果是我们 appreciate 的话呢，动词的方式呢我们是直接在后面加上这个受词就可以了。那另外呢在这边呢我们句子里面呢用到了这个做什么事情而不是做什么事情这样子的用法哦。那呢在这个我们的例句里面呢我们使用 rather than 呢在这边是当做一个连接词来使用，它表示怎么样怎么样而不是怎么样怎么样。 OK， 注意到呢因为它是连接词，所以我们前后连接的这两个呢必须是对的。比方说呢前面加上的是片语，后面加上的也是片语，前面是名词，后面是名词，前面是动词，后面也是动词。 OK， 注意到了。比方说呢像我们这个在例句里面呢我们就讲是 appreciate the things， OK， 在这边呢我们是用动词，后面呢我们也是一样 complain about those we don't， OK， 后面也是用 complain， 用动词的方式，两个必须是对的呢。那呢 rather than 呢除了当做连接词之外呢， rather than 它也可以当做这个介系词来使用了。那当我们使用介系词的时候呢，后面是加上了 ving 动名词。那呢介系词的话呢，当我们是用介系词来使用的时候呢，我们呢就可以用 instead of， OK， 用 instead of 这个片语呢来代替。我们看一个例子咯，我们可以呢先看一下连接词的用法咯。我们说呢 Gillian would prefer to stay at home tonight rather than go out with her co-workers。 OK， 吉利安呢今晚宁愿待在家而不愿与他的同事外出。 OK， would prefer to stay at home tonight rather than 后面是 go out with her co-workers 而不是跟他的同事出去。那假如说我们用介系词片语的用法呢，我们可以说呢Gillian would prefer to stay at home instead of going out with her co-workers。 OK， instead of 后面呢我们加上名词或是 ving， 因为它是一个介系词，这两种用法呢我们都可以来使用。
I actually would rather stay at home instead of going out sometimes because I'm actually really lazy now.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes it's really nice to stay at home. So yeah, overall we see that if you change your negativity or complaining into something positive, maybe actually it's going to be something really good for you because mentally you can be healthier. Physically, you probably can be healthier as well. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with the mental part.
Yes.
I'm not too sure about physical part yet, but I'm pretty sure they're kind of related
somehow.
Yeah, it's
actually easy to think about it because you are depressed because you are having this bad emotion. So you start to eat a lot.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Maybe you can eat a lot. You can stress out. You don't want to go to the gym.
Yes,
probably.
Yes, yes.
But if you're positive, maybe you're more full of energy and you want to work out or something. We can try that first. We can all try from something small.
Yeah.
Small steps, one step at a time. All right, so that is part A. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with part B. OK, Okay, now we are looking at part B, single sentences. Now, let's first take a look at our Chinese sentence, and then we'll look at the English one together.
Okay, 马上来看一下我们第二部分的。他说呢，由于服装业很竞争，许多制造商会做他们所能做的任何事来让成本保持尽量低。
In English, it says, since the garment industry is competitive, many manufacturers will do whatever they can to keep their costs as low as possible.
Okay, 所以呢，我们在这边呢，他就讲说了这个服装业者，在这边呢 ，garment 就是指服装，那 manufacturer 呢，它就是指制造商的意思。那这些服装制造商呢，因为这个产业呢是非常的竞争哦 ，competitive 就是竞争的意思，所以呢，他们会做任何他们可以做的事情呢，来让他们的成本降低。OK, 那注意到呢我们在这边做任何他可以想到的事情来降低成本。在这边呢我们使用了复合关系代名词。复合关系代名词是什么呢其实就是像我们这边看到的 whatever。OK, whatever 就是我们的一个复合关系代名词。它通常呢是用这个 WH 开头的这个疑问词呢后面加上 ever。OK, 比方说 whoever, 任何人或者是呢 whatever, 任何事情或是 whenever, 任何时间。OK, 那在这边呢我们当作名词哦用来引导后面的名词子句了。那它在整个句子里面呢它也可以当作这个主词或是受词来使用。
Alright, so let's see. Next, the grammar point is also, we see here that whatever can be used as an adverb as well. And this just means no matter what. So, for example, if we use whatever as an adverb, we can say, whatever you say, I'm going to have a hard time trusting you again after what you did. Now, this whatever here used as an adverb just means no matter what. So instead of saying whatever, you can say, no matter what you say, I'm going to have a hard time trusting you again after what you did.
Okay, 所以呢，我们现在知道了我们这边这个复合关系代名词是一个什么样的用法了。那呢，后面呢，我们就讲到说呢，做任何事情啊，要怎么样呢，来帮助他们降低成本，尽可能的帮助他们降低成本。所以尽可能的，尽量怎么样呢？在这边我们用这个 as 怎么样，后面 as possible, OK, 就是表示尽可能的做到这个事情。那首先我们第一个 as 后面加了这边呢，我们可以加上的是形容词，是这个副词。OK, 那呢我们可以说比方说像as fast as possible, 或者是呢像这边 as low as possible, 越快越好，越低越好，就是呢这样的用法。那些句子呢你也可以替换成呢 as, 后面呢当然是一样是形容词或副词，后面呢 as somebody can or somebody could。 OK, 比方说呢我们说这个，我们举个例子咯， My teacher suggested that I read as many books as possible in my free time。 OK, 我老师建议呢我在空闲时间呢越尽量阅读越多的书越好。 OK, 所以呢这边是 as many books as possible, 尽我的可能。那呢一样的句子呢你可以换成呢 My teacherSuggested that I read as many books as I can. Okay, as many books as I can. 尽我可能的阅读越多的书越好。
Mm-hmm, that's right. All right, let's move on to our second sentence. It says...
OK, 这往往呢导致发展中国家的受雇者在恶劣的环境下工作，令人伤心的一些制造商呢甚至雇佣童工，因为呢他们被视为是顺从且廉价的劳动者。
OK, in English it says, This often results in employees in developing countries working in terrible conditions. Sadly, some manufacturers even employ child laborers because they are considered obedient and cheap workers. All right, wow, it's actually a pretty serious topic here.
Yeah, very sad.
So yeah, because the garment industry wants to make things as cheap as possible, yet make as much money as they can, they often find people in developing countries. Now, these people are living in terrible conditions. Now, when we talk about developing countries, they're basically countries that are still working hard to become more and more advanced economically and socially. So maybe they're not like Taiwan, where it's easy for us to open the sink and get water.
Yes.
You know, these people are, you know, they're working very hard to even get running water, even to get toilets running. So...Some Southeast Asian countries are developing countries, but some countries like the United States, England, Canada, Taiwan, they're not. We are called developed countries. So, because the economy isn't so good, there are some manufacturers might even hire child laborers. So basically, a laborer is a person that is a worker and someone who does hard work. So imagine a child, you know, someone that's like maybe 9, 10 or even younger working on...making the clothes for you. So, yeah, they think that the reason why they fine their children is because they think that children will listen and that you don't need to pay them as much money. So let's take a look at our grammar point. We saw the first thing. We said it results in blah, 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 blah. A result is something that's caused by another thing or something that has happened before. So instead of saying result in, we can say this often causes or leads to, brings about, contributes to, give rise to. We can exchange these words instead of result in. For example, we can say the massive earthquake caused a number of buildings in the city to collapse. And we can also exchange it for other things like the massive earthquake led to a number of buildings or contributed to a number of buildings in the city to collapse. Okay? We can also say John's studies led to the discovery of a whole new universe.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's cool.
Okay. 所以呢在我们第一个部分我们看到这个结果怎么样或是导致怎么样我们就可以用刚刚提到的这些片语。除了我们口语使用的 result in 之外呢我们也可以用比方说像 cause, lead to, 或是 bring about, 这些呢都是可以使用的动词或动词片语。那呢我们看到我们第二句的部分第二句的部分开头呢我们中文就已经说了令人伤心的。这个在英文里面的用法呢我们就是呢把副词置于句首了我们呢就直接使用副词来做开头我们呢用一个副词逗号后面呢再加上你完整的句子这个副词呢可有可无不过呢它在这里的话呢它就可以用来修饰后面的那个句子就可以指出后面我们要引导的这个句子呢它里面呢有什么样的方向或者是呢它给人什么样的感受比方说呢像我们这边是使用了 sadly 令人伤心的后面呢就引导出来我们这个很多制造上呢使用同工的这个部分呢它是令人伤心的所以我们前面用 sadly 来引导出整个句子那常见的其他的字呢还有比方说像是 luckily fortunately 很幸运的或者是呢我们可以说 surprisingly 很令人惊讶的或者是呢 miraculously 奇迹似的 OK 这个呢都是可以形容这个加强你后面这个句子所带出来给别人的感受OK, 我们举个例子咯我们可以说呢 Luckily, we all managed to get tickets to the same movie. OK, 这个电影呢很夯哦买不到票幸运地我们呢都成功了买到了同一部电影的票。OK, 这个就可以幸运地。那呢我们也可以换成哦用 it is 来开头的句子。It was lucky that we all managed to get tickets to the same movie. OK, 我们就是用 it is 来开头。
Alright, so I think it's hard, you know.Fast fashion, you know, the clothes are cheap. You can wear it and throw it away. And people always want to, you know, look trendy. But I think we also have to make sure that when we buy these clothes, we should be conscious about how these companies act. So maybe if they're really doing something really bad, I think it's important that people speak up about it and to do something about it. Or else it's a silent problem. And then nothing ever gets solved. All right. So...A very, very serious topic. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Part C. Okay, welcome back to Part C. Now, before we begin our article...Sam, do you believe in love at first sight?
Love at first sight? Okay, I think it's not love. It should be something like a crush. You know, because you like this person's appearance. So you feel like you are fell in love. But it's not love because after all, you'll find like you have
you might get heartbroken.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, but... you're a logical person. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, but why do you ask this?
Well, I was just wondering because so many people get married and they fall in love. Mm-hmm. But then maybe a few years later, I find out that they break up or they get divorced. And I feel like it's kind of sad when that happens, yeah?
Yes. It happens like frequently.
Quite often now, I feel.
Yes.
So do you think that people should be free to choose to leave or get a divorce? Or do you think that people should try to work out their problems?
I think it really depends. I think the key part would be if they have children.
Yes.
Yeah, because if they have children, it's not just about these two anymore. Mm-hmm. It should be like a responsibility.
Your whole family.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think if you have children, it's a lot more difficult to just say, okay, I'm going to get a divorce,
bye.
Or I'm leaving you, right? Or I think another important thing is if this relationship is very toxic, where two people are abusive towards each other physically and mentally, then you need to leave because that's really not healthy. Well, In today's article, we are going to read about a town in Romania that has a very, very low divorce rate.
Okay, sounds good. How do they manage to do that?
Well, okay, it actually started from a long time ago.
Okay.
In a small, old-fashioned town of Birtin, Romania.
Mm-hmm.
So for 300 years, only one couple got divorced out of the whole town.
Okay.
So I don't know. It could be that maybe this town, they really are, you know, simple-minded and they love each other.
Yeah.
Or they're just really good at solving their problems.
首先呢，我们看到第一个翻译句子哦，他说呢，哎，这不是呢，因为证明们有完美的婚姻哦，一开始呢就解决我们刚刚的问题，不是呢，因为他们有完美的婚姻，而是因为当地的主教呢有种方法让他们了解他们最好待在一起。
Oh, okay. So in English, it says this was not because the villagers had perfect marriages, but because the local bishop had a way of making them realize they had better stay together. Oh, I thought that it was this town that everybody was very, you know, innocent. They were very naive and they really fell in love and they had perfect marriage. Oh.It's not the case.
Okay.
Okay, we see here that because of, I'm guessing it's because of their religion, because we see here the local bishop.
Okay.
A bishop is basically like a priest, someone in the Christian religion or any religion that has, you know, high powers and they've, you know, they've prayed on and they went through certain, not trainings, but they went through certain phases to get to the point of being a bishop. So because the bishop, they said that he made them realize that, oh, actually, we do have our problems, but it's better that we stay together.
OK, 所以呢在这个句子里面呢我们这边例句哦使用了这个使用过去简单时呢来说明这个为什么这个比尔坦镇这个地方呢它呢为什么离婚率低的原因。那这边呢我们用了这个对等连接词哦就是 not A, but B. OK, 它翻译成中文呢就是不是 A, 而是 B 这个意思了。那注意到呢我们其中 A 和 B 哦因为我们是对等连接词所以呢它的词性必须是相同的不管是单字或是结构对等的词组。
You can also say not something something but something something. So we can say I read history books not for school but for my own interest. So we can also use it as well.
OK, 那另外呢在我们句子里面呢后面有一个这个主教呢有种方法让他们了解他们最好待在一起最好怎么样呢最好怎么样我们英文里面呢就可以说 had better do something. OK, 我们注意到后面是加原形动词或者是你可以说 had best do something. OK, 这个呢就是最好怎么样那注意到呢它的这个否定的时候呢我们是 had better not OK not 是加在 better 后面了我们举个例子 It's starting to get dark so we had better head home 天色开始变暗了所以我们最好回家去哦 had better head OK 注意到我们是加原形动词那如果是否定的方法呢 It's starting to get dark so we had better not stay here OK 所以呢我们最好不要待在这里 not stay hereMm-hmm. 那呢注意到呢我们这个是固定的用法哦所以呢我们没有什么 have better 或是 has better 这种用法是不会出现的
Alright, so we see that the bishop believes that they had better stay together because that's maybe what marriage is all about、
yes.
You know, it's about putting hard work into your marriage perhaps So how did they do this? The bishop would tell the couples to stay in a very tiny room in the church and they would be confined there meaning that they couldn't leave until they worked their problems out well
okay so how long would they stay there
oh my
hour,
gosh
2 hours
okay well the article says well first of all I don't think I can do that but it says that some couples stay there for 6 weeks
okay
or maybe even more and they have to do everything together they share everything and eventually I guess it really does work because people did sort out their problems
okayBecause you have to spend so much time with this person, only with this person.
Yeah, oh my God, that's crazy. Well, that's because of religion, okay? Well, you know, I think for people who maybe aren't Christians or whatever, maybe it's like, okay, no way, I'm not going to do this. But because of their religion, Lutheran Christians strongly discourage divorce. So people in this branch of Christianity say that, okay, it's better not that you get a divorce because they believe that marriage is a very, very sacred thing. So that's why they're like, okay, well, don't get divorced. You should work out your problems and it's better that you stay together.
Okay, 所以呢在这边我们之所以他们能够接受这样的做法呢是因为他们是这个路德教派的基督徒。这个教派呢他们非常的反对离婚这件事情。他们呢认为怎么样呢我们看到下一个句子了。认为呢对夫妻来说待在一起是很重要的并鼓励他们试着处理他们的问题。
It says they believed it important for couples to stay together and encourage them to try to deal with their problems. So it makes sense. You just try to work out your problems instead of taking the easy way out and running away from things. However, I think, again, like we mentioned, it's only necessary. Divorce is only necessary if the relationship is very abusive and it's not healthy for you or if you have children.
Okay, 所以呢，在这边我们看到一个文法重点了。他说他们相信怎么样呢？我们用 believe 这个动词。在这个动词后面呢，我们可以 believe 后面加上受词，再直接加上形容词哦。Believe, OK, 他们比方说呢，他们 believe it important, 相信这件事情是很重要的。什么事情呢？在这边我们是用 it 虚受词哦，当做 believe 的受词。那真正的受词呢，我们加在哪里呢？是加在 believe it important 后面 for couples to stay together, OK, for couples to stay together, 这句呢才是我们真实的受词哦。所以呢，在这边我们是用一个假的受词 it 加在believe 中间。
Next, we see here encouraged. Okay, so encouraged means to make someone feel hopeful, determined, or confident about something. So your parents might encourage you to do better in school by telling you, okay, good job, you can do it, try harder next time. That's how you encourage people.
Okay, 所以呢，在这边我们看到这个 encourage 就是鼓励的用法了。你可以在后面直接加上受词，鼓励谁做什么事情呢？ To do something, encourage someone to do something. 那相反呢，如果你是反对他们呢？不希望他们去做这件事情 discourage, OK, 它是它的相反的动词了 discourage somebody from doing something, OK, 注意到我们是用 from 再加上 V-I-N-G.
Alright, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Unit 9, Translation, March 16th. Cultivating an attitude of gratitude may be one of the easiest ways to improve our mental and physical health. It's important to appreciate the things we have rather than complain about those we don't. Since the garment industry is competitive, many manufacturers will do whatever they can to keep their costs as low as possible.This often results in employees in developing countries working in terrible conditions. Sadly, some manufacturers even employ child laborers because they are considered obedient and cheap workers. The small old-fashioned town of Biritin, Romania was known for its low divorce rate. In the 300 years that Biritin had a bishop, only one couple got divorced.This was not because the villagers had perfect marriages, but because the local bishop had a way of making them realize they had better stay together. Within the church grounds is a tiny room in which couples having difficulties were confined until they sorted things out. They could be kept there for up to 6 weeks, sharing one bed, one blanket, one pillow, and one table. It might have been torture, but evidently it did the trick.In the past, the people of Biritin were Lutheran Christians. Lutherans permitted divorce but strongly discouraged it. They believed it important for couples to stay together and encouraged them to try to deal with their problems. These days, the marriage prison is a museum, but the local priest still thinks it would be effective today. In modern families, there is less and less time for each other, he says.We need to talk more so we can find out what is important to us and what connects us. All right, so I think the priest and the people there are just trying to encourage us to use a different way to look at marriage.
Yes, yes.
It's about love.
It's a good intention.
Yeah, it's about love and it's not about, you know, marrying for the sake of marrying. So, okay, I guess it makes sense in some ways. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article. We'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.